sun will burn off those clouds pretty quick. We're about an hour and a half to ground zero. Rendezvous with the heavies in about 6 minutes.
Position is affirmative. 25 clicks to rendezvous.
Roger that. Radio ops, keep a weathered eye out for enemy zeros. Signal flares are rounding up.
This land is your land, this land is my land.
Red, I need you to prep the signal flares. Let the cavalry know where we're at.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Red, blow those burn at. About 1,300 degrees?
Ken, clear the radio, pal.
They sure look hot.
Ken!
Oh, hey up, Snickle Fritz.
That's one shoe pack.
It's my lucky stick. Down payment.
All right, let's see how lucky this stick is.
How old is this stuff?
It's a few weeks.
Why does it taste salty? And I can barely chew it.
Red! Heck, I almost forgot. Come here. 18 missions, Gene. You can't argue with tradition, buddy. Come on.
I'm gonna buy you rabbit's foot. Better make it count, pal.
Station, station, station! Zeros, down low! Coming up fast!
Folks, boys, we stirred up the doggone hornet's nest with that flash bomb.
They're coming back around. Let them rip.
Woo! I love those Japanese zeros.
They always bring a target to the range, boys.
Don't call me Vernon! Ah! Yeah!
Woo! Well done, fellas.
The other zero is hightailing it out.
You see that?
Woo!
Yeah, son!
Red, keep those phosphorus bombs dropping. The whole squadron's counting on us.
Yes, sir.
Fire in the hole, fellas!
Red, what's the holdup? Drop the candle.
Sir, I think we're jammed.
Ah! Ah! Oh.
Mayday! Mayday! Halo Alpha Charlie. This is the city of Los Angeles. I repeat. Mayday! Mayday! This is the city of Los Angeles. Halo Alpha Charlie.
No wars, G. Not now.
Is there going to be one?
I hope not, son.
How do you know if you won't die?
Come here, young man. You are growing up quick, you know that? I have to go because it's my duty. We have to be ready in case someone attacks us. So until I get back, I need you to be real brave for me. Can you do that? You want to know something? I get scared too sometimes. But you know what? Sometimes men have to do things they're afraid to do. Being brave doesn't mean you never get scared. It means that even when you are scared, you step up. You do the things that men have to do. You can choose to do that, Gene. Choose to be brave.
You all right?
Is everybody... we all right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. We're gonna make it.
Make it count. Make it count.
Roger that, Red. Roger that.
Let me ask you a question. What's the most courageous thing that you've ever done? What's the most courageous thing you've ever done? Somebody share. Some of you served in the military. Bruce, anybody else? Who else served in the? Tim and Gary. Yeah, I'd say that's courageous. I think sometimes maybe we only think of being courageous as something like what we just saw on the video, and absolutely that is courage. But there's a lot more to being courageous, I think, than just being a hero and saving lives. And so let's talk about this for a minute. Winston Churchill once said, success is never final. Failure is never fatal. It's courage that counts. I've got some other quotes on courage. George Patton said, courage is fear holding on a minute longer. Gene Hackman, the famous actor, said, the difference between a hero and a coward is one step sideways. Karl Barth, the famous theologian, said that courage is fear that has said its prayers. John Wayne, the great theologian, said courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. Eddie Rickenbacker, the famous pilot, said, courage is doing what you're afraid to do. There can be no courage, think about this, unless you're scared. There can't be courage unless we're afraid first. C.S. Lewis said, courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at its testing point. Another quote from Winston Churchill said, courage is the finest of human qualities because it guarantees all the others. And then one more quote said, you'll never do anything worthwhile in the world without courage. So I guess, men, what I want to say tonight is we've got to have courage. Amen. The Bible actually has a lot to say about courage. We'll look at some Bible verses in a minute. We need courage, but many of us just don't have it. Many of us just don't have the courage that it takes to do and be the men that God has called us to be. Would you say that's true? Sometimes we just have to face the truth that we're not living up to the calling of God that He's placed on our lives. And if we're going to change the way that we are to the way that we want to be, I mean, we've got to face the truth, right? We've got to face the truth. Herbert Agar said, the truth that makes men free is for the most part the truth which men prefer not to hear. Have you ever noticed that? When somebody comes to you to tell you the truth, you just don't want to hear it. Aldous Huxley said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you mad. I've had that happen in my life. Just don't want to hear what somebody has to say. Jesus said, you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. And so as I was looking through some scriptures and was reading my Bible this week, this verse in 1 Corinthians 16:13 jumped out at me. And so I wanted to leave this with you tonight. 1 Corinthians 16:13, Israel, put it up on the screen, says, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. And I said, wow. If that doesn't sum it up, act like men. Some of your translations will say, be courageous. Act like men. What does it mean to act like a man? Well, I think it's all there in that verse. We've got to be on the alert. The Bible calls us literally to be the watchmen of our home. And y'all know the watchmen in the ancient days would sit on the walls of the city. They were in the tower. They were there to watch for any enemy that was going to come in, any enemy that was going to come and attack the city, any enemy that was going to come in and try to take over their homes and their ways of life. And so the Bible says we need to be on the alert, men. We've got to be on the watch. We've got to pay attention to what's going on with our kids. We've got to pay attention to what's going on with our spouse and what's happening in our home. Be on the job. We've got to be front and center. That's what it means to act like a man. We've got to be alert. Second thing he says is stand firm in the faith. You know, men, the word of God has been entrusted to us. God has entrusted us with his word. And I thought of the verse where Paul is talking to Timothy, his son in the faith. And he says to Timothy, guard the treasure that has been entrusted to you. And so, men, we've got to guard the treasure of God's word that has been entrusted to us. It's my job. It's your job to train our children, to train our grandchildren. For those of us that you have grandchildren, one day I'll have grandchildren. We've got to train them in the word of God, the undiluted, uncompromising, come on, are you with me, word of God. But we can't cut corners. We don't need to make apologies for what the word of God says. No, the word of God is true. It's active, and it's our job to teach it. I think that's what it means to stand firm in the faith. That we lead our families by bringing them to church, by being the men that are here serving, teaching Sunday school classes, working in the nursery, helping with greeting, helping with ushering, helping in the parking lot. I'm looking for the day that the men will be the ones to step up and say, I want to teach the first and second grade class. I want to teach the fourth through sixth grade class. I want to teach the middle school class or whatever. And it's not all of the women that are teaching. Not that we don't want women teaching, but come on, how many of you know the young men that are growing up, they need to see what a godly man looks like. Amen. We live in a day when now they've got the cover girl male model. Some gay guy that is now on the cover of CoverGirl. He's the newest CoverGirl. They're coming out with an entire line of makeup for boys. Think about the world that we live in. Our sons are not getting a clear message from the world of what a man looks like. Who's going to give that to them if we don't do it? We've got to be on the alert. We've got to stand firm in the faith. And then he said, we've got to be strong. We've got to be strong. And you know, listen, we need each other. We need each other. These meetings that we're having here are so important. We've got to lean on each other. We've got to talk to each other. We've got to pray for each other. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friends. It takes each other. And I see men all the time. I've counseled with men through the years that have fallen prey to adultery, fallen prey to other things because they started talking to a woman at work about a problem that they were having at home or somewhere. We don't need to be talking to other women. We need to be talking to the other men that are in our life. We need to, when we're struggling, say, hey, man, I need you to pray for me, brother. Come on. And we're not going to judge anybody. We're going to say, listen, we understand each other's struggles. We understand we're men. We understand the things that we face. And we're going to lift each other up. We're going to pray for each other. So we've got to be alert. We've got to stand firm in the faith. We've got to act like men. We've got to be strong. And then Paul says in the next verse, verse 14, let all that you do be done in love. We've got to be as tender, and I struggle with this, got to be as tender as we are strong. I found out the hard way with my family that the wrath of man does not always produce the righteousness of God. Maybe some of y'all have found that to be true. So we need courage. We need courage to be the men that God has called us to be. I love this quote from Billy Graham. He says, courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are stiffened. And if we'll take a stand, if we'll be the men that God has called us to be, I'm going to tell you what, Destiny Church will never look back. If it's the men that are up front worshiping, if it's the men that are up front praying, and I want to challenge you men, don't be scared to lift your hands in worship. Don't be scared to clap in worship. Don't be scared to come lay down on your face before God. If you will do it, your family will follow you.
Your children, the church will follow the leading of the men. It's the men that are that God has called to lead the way. One person said, courage is like a chain. We gain or lose courage by watching others, and others gain or lose courage by watching us. I heard this joke this week, and I thought it was funny. Two little boys went into the dentist's office. One was about 10, and the other one was about 8. And so the 10-year-old went up to the dentist, and he said, Mister, we need a tooth pulled, and we don't want any anesthesia, we don't want any numbing, we don't want any medicine, and we need it done in a hurry. And the dentist looked at him, he said, well, my young man, he said, you're awfully brave. He said, which tooth is it? He said, Billy, show him your tooth. It's easy to be brave when it's for somebody else, you know. Deuteronomy 20 and verse 8 says, is anyone terrified? If you are, go home before you frighten anybody else. They're getting ready to go into battle. Are any of you terrified? Then go home before you frighten somebody else. General George Stedman, this is a true story, at the Battle of Bull Run, called all the men together, and he said, gentlemen, I want you to fight vigorously and then turn and run away. And seeing as how I'm a little bit lame, I'm going to start running now. Deuteronomy 20 and verse 1 says, the Lord your God is with you. Come on, you're not in this thing alone. God is with you. Psalm 27, 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? Isaiah 41, 10 says, do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you, and I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. And then this is one of my favorite scriptures in all of Bible, in all of the Bible, Joshua 1, 9 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And the picture there that God gives in the Hebrew is that if we will reach out, hold your hand out there, Matt. If we will reach out and take a hold of God's wrist, then guess what? God takes a hold of our wrist. And listen, this is how God says it. Even if you, hold on, don't let go. You're God. Even if you let go, God says, I will never let you go. That's what it means when he says, I will be with you. You don't be discouraged. Even if you can't hold on, God says, I will never let you go. So be courageous. Amen. Come on, men, we've got to stand up, stand firm, be alert, be on our guard, and be the men that God has called us to be. Amen. Watch this one final video, and then we're going to pray. We'll show that, Israel.
Wounded by the men who should have loved them the most. Many of these children now follow the same pattern of irresponsibility that their fathers did. While so many mothers have sacrificed to help their children survive, they were never intended to carry the weight alone. We thank God for them. But research is proving that a child also desperately needs a daddy. There's no way around this fact. As you know, earlier this year, my family endured the tragic loss of our 9-year-old daughter, Emily. Her death forced me to realize that not only had I not taken advantage of the priceless time I had with her, but that I did not truly understand how crucial my role was as a father to her and our son, Dylan. Since her passing, I've asked God to show me through his word how to be the father that I need to be. I now believe that God desires for every father to courageously step up and do whatever it takes to be involved in the lives of his children. But more than just being there providing for them. He's to walk with them through their young lives and be a visual representation of the character of God, their Father in heaven. The Father should love his children and seek to win their hearts. He should protect them, discipline them, and teach them about God. He should model how to walk with integrity and treat others with respect. He should call out his children to become responsible men and women who live their lives for what matters in eternity. Some men will hear this and mock it or ignore it. But I tell you that as a father, you are accountable to God for the position of influence he has given you. You can't fall asleep at the wheel, only to wake up one day and realize that your job or your hobbies have no eternal value, but the souls of your children do. Some men will hear this and agree with it, but have no resolve to live it out. Instead, they will live for themselves and waste the opportunity to leave a godly legacy for the next generation. But there are some men who, regardless of the mistakes we've made in the past, regardless of what our fathers did not do for us, will give the strength of our arms and the rest of our days to loving God with all that we are, and to teach our children to do the same. And whenever possible, to love and mentor others who have no father in their lives, but who desperately need help and direction. And we are inviting any man whose heart is willing and courageous to join us in this resolution. In my home, the decision has already been made. You don't have to ask who will guide my family, because by God's grace, I will. You don't have to ask who will teach my son to follow Christ, because I will. Who will accept the responsibility of providing and protecting my family? I will. Who will ask God to break the chain of destructive patterns in my family's history? I will. Who will pray for and bless my children to boldly pursue whatever God calls them to do? I am their father. I will. I accept this responsibility, and it is my privilege to embrace it. I want the favor of God and his blessing on my home. Any good man does. So where are you, men of courage? Or are you fathers who fear the Lord? It's time to rise up and answer the call that God has given to you, and to say, I will. I will. I will.
So where are you, man? Come on, will you? It's a great movie. If you've never seen it, get it and watch it. Come on, let's all stand up. Won't we all just come down here around the front?